find a way to make money unless I wanted to move back home with my parents. It was my first time living on my own, and I wanted to make it work. I could have been the cliched actor waiter, but who wants to miss an audition because of a shift to TGI Fridays? Instead, I got my real estate license so I could work whenever I wanted and my schedule would be my own. I would learn how to rent apartments to people and do a deal or two each month so I could just cover my bills. When I first started, I was a mess. I couldn't sell a thing. Other brokers I worked with were constantly closing deals, and I used to kill myself wondering, how are they doing this? And how can I do it? I was tireless. I tried different tactics, and eventually, after years of hard work, I discovered a secret that gave me a huge advantage. I had the most balls in the air. I was never hyper-focused on one ball. I didn't put all of my energy into one sale or one client. I'd go from a closing with one client straight to a showing with another client and took calls for offers while in the taxi. I didn't live or die by one deal. I never closed a sale and wondered, what now? Because the next deal was already happening. My more balls up approach gave me a big edge, and I quickly became a top seller. Think back to when you were a little kid, and the bulk of your day mainly involved playing with toys. You'd be happily building a Lego tower, then think, I'm over this. I want to play with my race car set now. But mom says you should put one toy away before getting out another. If you don't do it, she'll freak out about the big mess that you just created. You have no discipline. There's no order. We all know kids don't want to put away their toys. Why would they do that when they can be completely surrounded by cool, fun things moving effortlessly from one toy to the next? I will admit to being fairly OCD. I enjoy a clean, neat environment. But the message we are given that one thing must be put perfectly back in order before we even think about touching something else is bad advice. What's wrong with playing with all of the toys while keeping them easily accessible? As we get older, this message of only one thing at a time has been ingrained in our brains. And we go into the business world thinking the same way. We handle one client before moving on to the next. We close one deal before we focus on another. We treat our clients and deals like objects that need to be carefully tucked away on a shelf before we take on more. My sales theory is not about putting your clients away. It's about how to keep them out in front of you, accessible, so that you can manage everything appropriately and yield the same great results. That kid who has learned to organize her toys just right so she can move from one thing to the next with ease, that kid is a great salesperson in the making. She's got the right mindset. And I call that mindset balls up. Footnote. You may have noticed by now that I have used the word balls several times, even in these first few minutes. I just want to say that, yes, I know balls are also testicles. And if that's where your mind goes every time I say balls in this book, well then, laugh your way through the book. End footnote. More balls up means you're surrounded by opportunity and you're taking advantage of those opportunities at the same time. You're making new contacts, gaining great referrals, and maximizing the hours you're awake. Despite what we're taught as kids and in sales to manage one deal at a time, I discovered that it takes just as much time and energy to manage one deal as it does six. Some balls are quick and can be dealt with right away. Sometimes, if you toss a ball up high, that gives you time to handle a few other balls before it drops back down on you. I learned that it is possible to control their flight path, meaning it's possible to manage many balls successfully. So why grab just one ball when you can handle five or more? Go big. Anyone can get lucky and accomplish one huge sale. You sold a $30,000 grand piano or a six-figure rug? That's awesome! But can you do it again tomorrow? What about the day after that? Did you sell anything else? If you want to have a successful sales track record, you must understand that sales is a volume business. It's that simple. If you want to make it, you have to sell more of your product than anyone else. It's not just about one sale. It's about every sale you make. Being the ultimate sales machine isn't as simple as following a bunch of tips and tricks. Anyone can do that. Sometimes to become good salespeople, we must strip apart our old ideas and build ourselves back up into a more productive and more awesome version of who we are. It's about relearning what it means to be a